Today is Sunday, August 12th, 2012. Punjabi Bagh, New Delhi. We're reading from the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, text number 20. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhavan Atarshin Mayang Bhai. Bhavan Atarshin Mayang Bhai. Vaishnavim jana mohinim yad vihaya suram bhavam mahapurushatam gataha bhavan atarshan mayan bhai Vaishnavim jana mohinim Yad vihaya suram bhavam mahapurushatam gataha. Translation. You have surmounted, of course surmounted means overcome. You have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Please repeat. You have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Vishnu is the Mahapurusha. Therefore, one who becomes a Vaishnava attains the position of a Mahapurusha. It's spelled differently. Mahapurusha. P-A-U-R-U. Purusha. So the pronunciation must be slightly different. Mahapurusha means the Supreme Lord, and Mahapurusha, P-A-U-R, Purusha, means the same as Mahabhagavat, or liberated soul, fully liberated soul, Mahabhagavat, Uttama Adhikari, or Paramahansa, Mahapurusha. This position was attained by Maharaj Parikshit. It is said in the Padma Purana that the distinction between a demigod and a demon is that a demigod is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, whereas a demon is just the opposite. Vishnu, Bhakta, Shmito, Daiva, Asuras, Tad, Vipraya, Vidasura was considered a demon, but actually he was more than qualified as a devotee or Mahapurusha. If one somehow becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, whatever his position, he can be brought to the position of a perfect person. This is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 4th chapter, text 18, Kirata Unajra Puninda Pulaksha Abhira Shumba Yavana Shadadayaha. This is a very famous verse of the Bhagavatam. And this verse is very, very important in establishing the authority of our Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada was criticized so bitterly by Samartha Brahmana. Samartha Brahmana means rules and regulations, men, Vedavetaratis, followers of the Vedas, so-called followers of the Vedas, but no conclusion. They can't keep up. Huh? Please.
हरे कृष्णा, हिंदी में अनुवाद पीछे हो रहा है. जिनको हिंदी में अनुवाद चाहिए महाराज जो है इंग्लिश में क्लास देंगे. जिनको हिंदी में अनुवाद चाहिए वो पीछे चले जाएंगे. महाराज जो है इंग्लिश में प्रवचन देंगे. जिनको हिंदी में अनुवाद चाहिए वो कृपा करके पीछे चले जाएंगे.
The availability of translation always be announced at the beginning of the class, not after the class has already started. Courtesy. So this shloka, second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth chapter, text 18, is very, very important evidence in establishing the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The Brahmanas were so bitter, but even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had a big, big debate with Brahmins who were Indians in India. This was before the movement went to West. About because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was ill, and so this was you could say the coming out, the grand entrance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur into the Maha preaching field was to attend this conference on the relationship between Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. He began by glorifying Brahmanas, and they were very happy. And then he began to really lay into them, that is to say, began to really sharply criticize the Vedaveda Ratis, those who were simply trying to dot all their I's, cross all their T's, and completely miss the point. You know, therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna advises Arjuna, don't study the Vedas. Lord Vishnu is the author of the Vedas. He dictates the Vedas to Lord Brahma. Srila Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago, he compiled the Vedas. He didn't author the Vedas, actually. Simply, he compiled them. They pre-existed. They go back to the very beginning of creation, spoken by Lord Vishnu, and uttered through the mouth of Lord Brahma. So they are not something new. They're not written by human beings. But, therefore, it's ironic that Krishna he orders Arjuna. The Vedas deal primarily with the three modes of material nature. Rise above them, O Arjuna. In other words, don't waste your time with the Vedas because you won't understand. You will miss the point. So all the Vedaratis, obsessors over Vedas, they all miss the point. And they're all munis, speculators. Perhaps you know there are two kinds of munis. Stididi munis. Anybody know the meaning of stididi muni? So where are your notebooks? Who has got notebooks? Each and every one of you must have notebooks. Write it down. Do you know the meaning? Stididi muni. Most of you yellow men are initiated, I'm told. Huh? And you don't know what means stididi muni. You see? It is not good. It's not an advanced concept. Stididi muni. It means one who is fixed in the absolute truth. One who is fixed in the absolute truth of the Krishna conception, Vishnu conception. That is stididi muni. Not just some impersonal truth, never. The absolute truth of the Bhagavan Sri Krishna's Dhu Bhagavan Swayam. Good afternoon, Dominar. Stididi muni, fixed in the concept of the absolute truth according to Bhagavad conception, according to the pure devotees of the Lord. That is stididi muni. Regular munis, they are all mental speculators. I think, perhaps, maybe, in my opinion, who cares for your opinion? Who are you? You're passing stool and urine and smoking cigarettes, drinking wine. And why I should take your opinion? What compelling reason I should take your opinion? What you're declaring as if you are Veda Vyasa himself. In my opinion, no. We don't care for your opinion. So that is Munis. So the modern educational system, when you old gentlemen all been through the modern educational system, all based on Munis. You get the most recognition according to how concocted your theory is. The more crazy, the more concocted your theory is, the newer your theory, and the more people can say, very interesting theory, yes, very good. It doesn't matter, it could be all rubbish. You publish it, and they think, yes, very good. It doesn't matter, it could be complete sewage. But you publish, oh, very good. Green Prestige University. Huh? It's called, in the West, it's called Publisher Parish. Professors have to write and they have to publish books. And if the books that they write could be any kind of rubbish, but if it's acknowledged by other academicians, you understand? If they say, yes, for Professor Smithenstein, yes, he has written a very good book, yes. Even they, well, we don't agree with this theory, but it's very interesting theory, yes. So recognition. So it's called Publisher Parish. The university staff, they have to write a book. Any kind of rubbish, it doesn't matter, they have to publish. And if it gets some recognition from other professors, then it's considered first class. It could be completely wrong, completely and totally misleading, but that is Muni. They all have got different opinions. In my opinion, well, I think, we believe, who cares what you believe? Some people believe in, you know, flying unicorns. What do we care? You know? So this Muni business, this is very bad. But the authority for our movement is established in the Shastras very strongly. This quote, Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 4th chapter, text 18. Kirata Hundra Hunandra. So repeat after me, please, because it's such an important verse. Kirata. Much louder, please. Kirata. Hunandra. Pulinda. Pulaksha. Abhira. Shumba. Yavana. Kasadayaha. Yenye Chapapa Yad Abashrayashraya Abashrayashraya Shudyanti Tasmai Pavishnave Namaha. Translations. Kedatas Hunas, Hunas, they became known as the Huns. They are known in modern history also. Andras, Pulindas. The Pulindas, they became the Greeks. In the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada lists the who's who of all these tribes. They became the seat of Western civilization, who were the refugees from Parshuram. When Parshuram was destroying the deviant Kshatriyas, they ran west. And they became the Persians and the Europeans, but especially they became the Europeans. Pulindas, they are the ancestors of the Greeks. Pulakshas, Abhiras, Shumbas, Yavanas, and members of the Kasha races, and even others addicted to sinful activities. So, Papa means sin. Can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, for He meaning Krishna, is the supreme power. This is the basis of this Krishna consciousness movement that is rejected by the atheistic rascals, followers of the Vedas. Even Prabhupada's godbrothers, so many criticized him for making Brahmins out of Westerners. Later, of course, they went and did the same thing, some of them. You know? But some of them criticized so bitterly. In Mayapur, some of his godbrothers refused to sit down and take prasadam cooked by Western devotees. They're supposed to be Vaishnav. They're supposed to know these shlokas. They know these shlokas. Rejecting. Smarta, barrikasa, neophyte. Neophyte. Never mind senior sannyasis. Neophyte. Very risky business. Maintaining bodily concepts while posing as acharya. Very risky business. You judge by the result. They know the scripture better than any of us. Still, there's jnan and vijnan. Vijnan means what you surrender to, what you download, what you live by. That's vijnan. Is infinitely more important than jnan. Jnan can be anything. Flowers in the sky, you know. That can be jnan. Or how to make a machine. But vijnan, practical application of spiritual knowledge, practical application of Krishna consciousness, that must be in place. We cannot concoct. Don't concoct. Just like this morning, I had to go upstairs, find out what are all the devotees doing, making up their own program. Therefore, remain neophyte. I stopped two young men. They're trainees. I said, where are you going? I said, we're going to chant japa. Yes! I stopped them. Why? These weren't yellow men, these were white men. I stopped them. Where are you going? Oh, we're going to chant japa. So this addiction is there. Yes, I can concoct whatever I like, whatever program I want to concoct with my imagination, with my mind, I can manufacture my own program. This has to be stopped. This has to be stopped. That they can manufacture their own program. No, you can't. Mahajan. You have to follow Mahajan. You have to follow authority. Not just temple authorities. Not because it's an institution, and in the institution you follow the authorities of the institution. That is not at all the concept. It is there, that is secondary, tertiary. You understand? It is not question, there's no question of institutionalism. It's a question of following Acharya. That is the real issue. Acharya orders. Those disciples of Prabhupada who are successful as Diksha Guru because they follow Acharya. That is bona fide spiritual master. Who follows Acharya, who surrenders to Acharya, and who sets example for disciples, that person is a bona fide spiritual master. There's no fog, there's no confusion. Who has heard and taken initiation properly from bona fide Guru, who repeats and who lives the teachings of bona fide Acharya, that person is a bona fide spiritual master. No fog. No brain damage, no brain sludge. You know, people who get old, the brain becomes filled with brown goop. Brain doesn't work properly. No confusion, no avidya. Who follows Acharya carefully, who is a living example of the teachings. Not infallible, he's not required to be infallible. Maybe they're not infallible, still they're making mistakes. Guru may make mistakes. Regular Guru, Prabhupada said, about his disciples. July 9th, 1977, a famous conversation. Devotees, the disciples asked, so what kind of Guru your disciples will become? Prabhupada said, regular Guru. Regular Guru means not infallible, but who follows strictly parampara. That is regular Guru. You understand? Infallibility is not required. This concocted idea that guru must be infallible. No. It is not true. Simply following Acharya, that is required. Carefully and living the teachings and setting the example. Because Acharya means who sets example. And we see that my God brothers are setting an example very nicely. But they make mistakes. Certainly they make. Sometimes they make big mistakes. Sometimes the GBC make big mistakes. If you lose faith on that, then you will leave. And that is your nonsense. They are saintly persons. But they still make mistakes. Sometimes their mistakes are very serious. Sometimes Diksha Guru in ISKCON will make mistakes, certainly. Sometimes they'll make big mistakes. But you have to understand, they are saintly persons, they are born by a guru. You know, Paramahansa, he does not make mistakes. Mahabhagavat, they do not make mistakes. Nityasiddha, they do not make mistakes. But regular guru, they may or may not make mistakes. You understand? You have to understand, then your faith will be strong, you'll never become confused. What is guru? Never. If you understand this point, you won't become confused. What is Guru Tattva? Of course, this is a huge subject matter. We cannot cover the subject matter of Guru Tattva in 15 minutes or an hour even. A lifetime study. What is Guru Tattva? But who follows Acharya? This is the main point. So, therefore, the authority for this movement is given in this shloka. Second canto, fourth chapter, text number 18. Doesn't matter what kind of tribe you're coming from. So you could, in one sense, you could say the Westerners are from different tribes, UK tribe, United States tribe. Of course, the United States is nothing but Kittery, you know. There is no pure race in the United States. The United States is Kittery. You've got every race on the planet as present in the United States. There's a predominance of white people, no doubt. But what are the white people? They are Kittery also, you know, mutts. Mutt, you know, like, mutt means a street dogs. There's purebred dogs, some kind of purebred dog means they are pure line, bloodline. In America, they make a chart, certified papers with a stamp. A pure bloodline for purebred dogs, they're called, purebred dog. Means that it's clear that there's no, like a greyhound is a type of dog, for example, very fast dog, running dog. Then you have got the papers from the National Association, National Dog Association. We've got International Society for Krishna Consciousness. They've got National Dog Registration Association. You register your dog, they put the stamp, you buy it, you get the papers when you buy the dog, and you buy it, they're expensive, you know. A purebred dog is likely to cost $300-$400, sometimes certainly more than that. Oh yes, purebred dog is considered very high class, you know. So that is purebred dog, means that the bloodline has been not computed, not polluted by some street dog, or, you know, the puppies will be also certified, you get the stamp, you know, you register them with the society, then you could sell them also $300-$400, $500. Sometimes more, huh? Purebred dog. But mutt, M-U-T. Mutt means part this dog, part that dog. Dogs having sex all over the place, different kinds of dogs. Indian street dogs are mutts, you know. This kind of dog, that kind of dog, mixing all together, every kind of dog mixed together. Part black, part white, part tan, some, you know, different colors dogs, you know, having sex with everybody. That is called mutt. So American white people also mutt. Well, there's some, you know, some French, some British. I mean, I'm also a mutt, coming from mutt background. My mother's side of the family, very aristocratic. Of course, she was very fallen also. She became, you know, spoiled by my father, who was a wild artist. You know, he was a wild artist, long hair, everything, you know. Oh yes, when he retired, he was growing long hair, looked like a hippie, you know, that was my father, you know. Good, talented artist. So my mother was a very nice college girl, but my father was a very handsome young man, and she went to work as his assistant on a major art project, so they got involved, you know, with each other, you know. So I'm a mutt. No, it's this body coming from this no pure bloodline, you know. She was Scottish. Her bloodline, Scottish and Irish. Scottish, Irish, and some English and this and that, and, you know. She qualified to be a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution, which could be tracked out that her ancestors participated in the American Revolution. But much, you know. So America's very few, you know. And my father was from Poland. So much, you know. But the point of this verse is, doesn't matter. Much doesn't matter. You take up this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama. Hare Rama. Narada Pancharachaka. These teachings of Narada Muni. Even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narada Muni already giving these Mahatma teachings, broad-minded. Even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is there in the teachings of Narada Muni that how the real Vaishnavism has nothing to do with the smarter conception of the Veda Veda Ratis and all this bodily concept we see. How it, even Vaishnavas became infected by that. Of course, later on, decades later, ISKCON earned their respect. Hareva! Because I was personally present in Mayapur when Jayaprakash is very expert. And so he calls every year, he calls together the members of the Gaudiya Math, what is left of Gaudiya Math. And so they're prominent personalities, they're quote Acharya unquote. They come together in Mayapur in the Samadhi Auditorium, and Jayaprakash Maharaj impeccably knows the etiquette. They're all, I was watching in amazement, they're all being given gifts, carrying bags, you know, carrying bags according to their ashram, those that Grihastha are given white ones, Brahmacharis and Sannyasis given black ones, and other kinds of, not black, I mean to say saffron, and then all, you know, so much nice gifts giving them, and they were so pleased, and honor, offering proper respects, the Vaishnava way, offering all to all of them, offering them one after another, according to their rank, according to their seniority, they were offered to speak. Impeccable etiquette. We have to know the Vaishnava etiquette. It's not something detailed. No, it is essential. I mean, there's in the West there was, from Queen Victoria, the Victorian idea, fork on the left, knife on the right. That was considered very sophisticated. They don't bother with all this anymore, I don't think. So-called high-class people, five-star hotel frequenters, fork on the left, knife on the right, or so-called high society, fancy dressers, polished cats and dogs. That kind of conception. No, not that kind of etiquette. But real Vaishnava etiquette is very important. So Jayaprakash Maharaj knew the etiquette so perfectly. So they were all very pleased. They all called in exact proper order of seniority to speak before the group. And the Murti, the large Murti of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was in the center of the stage, larger than our Prabhupada Marie wall, three times larger than, you know, than our Prabhupada Murtis. You know, they have got one huge Murti of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I could see he was sitting there so pleased. Arriva! So pleased to see that his followers were coming together peacefully, engaged in Hari Katha. So pleased to see that the disciples of Prabhupada were honoring his other group so nicely. They were, and all these Gaudiya Math people, very pleased. They were very pleased. Fully satisfied, exactly according to Shastra, our sages are satisfied when you sit them down. And then after that, genuinely sumptuous prasadam, not kittering. Genuinely high class, top of the line prasadam. And they were so, so pleased. They all left very pleased. It didn't mean that, you know, the Gaudiya Math is going to merge with ISKCON or some other fantasy. No. But it meant that the etiquette was properly observed so nicely. All the Vaishnavas are pleasing. Now, as Vaishnavas is very important. So later they understood. But when Prabhupada was on the planet, they did not understand. They refused. So many boycotted the grand opening of Chandodaya Mandir because they could not handle that Prabhupada accepted the title Prabhupada. They couldn't handle that. Many Gaudiya Math, they couldn't handle that. Then some godbrothers came to his room complaining, "What is this? You're taking this title of Prabhupada. That is for our bhaktis and other servants, my doctor. How dare you take this title of Prabhupada?" They challenged him to his face. Then Prabhupada took out his letterhead and showed him, "Well, I have not done actually. You see, it says A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami on my letterhead." You know, he says very innocently. He says, "Disciples there are saying like that, but you know, but I actually, you know, I did not order them to do like that." You know, the way it went was that he was called Swamiji. I think it was Govindadasi. He said, "Swamiji, we think Swamiji is very familiar. Swamiji is very familiar. We think we should call you something. There must be some other title with greater honor than we should give." So that was Krishna within the heart, was telling. That is a classic example of Chaitanya Guru, Krishna within the heart. So then Prabhupada was very thoughtful and very reluctant to tell the truth. Prabhupada was very reluctant to give instruction on this sensitive matter. Of course he knew what was going to happen. But he had to train his disciples about his position. And we see decades later how much confusion. Hardly anyone in ISKCON understands Prabhupada's position. What to speak of when he was personally present. Still, not that easy. Who could understand? Devotees simply had love for Prabhupada, mostly. Not that anybody could understand, really, except that he was superhuman. By his effulgence, everyone could understand by his effulgence that he was superhuman. By his love, by the tolerance, top of the line Acharya, Prabhupada demonstrated. Top of the line Acharya. So Prabhupada hesitated when they asked him, "We think there's something else more proper to call you. What is it?" In other words, come on, spit it out. What are we supposed to actually call you? And Prabhupada was very reluctant, very reluctant. He did not really want to tell them. Then very, you know, quietly he said, "You can call me Prabhupada." Very reluctantly he said like that, "You can call me Prabhupada." Because the truth of the matter is that it means he that at whose lotus feet all other gurus bow down. That is the meaning. You can imagine why his godbrothers were so upset. They didn't feel like bowing down. They saw Prabhupada as a junior man, you know. Abhay Charan was a young man amongst senior sannyasis, initiated long before him, you know. Initiated sannyasis long before Prabhupada even met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So they couldn't swallow. "Who is this kid? What is this kid with diapers on? And now he's getting so much honor, so much attention from our Guru Maharaj. Who is this guy? Get rid of him." You know, that was the attitude. Same problem was there with Prabhupada's godbrother. Srila Maharaj selected Govinda Maharaj as successor when he was only 16 years old. Govinda Maharaj was only 16 years old. And Srila Maharaj selected him as his successor, and it was known. And Srila Maharaj's sannyas disciples, they were very upset. "What is this? This kid with diapers on? He's going to be successor?" They were very upset. This is going on. But the basis of the movement is given here. In the shloka, let's say it again. Kirata Unandra Uninda Uruksha Nampulaksha Abira Shumba Yavana Kasatayaha Yenye Chapa Yad अपश्रयाश्रयः शुद्यन्ति तस्मै उपविष्णवे नमः. So these tribes that are the ancestors of Western civilization, the Greeks and Romans are considered the fathers of Western civilization, and the Germans, sometimes the German tribes, they were considered also fathers of Western civilization that went, because after all the Romans went all the way to UK, you know, the Roman Empire went all the way to UK. And they upgraded what was there. The Celts were quite primitive groups. So they brought so-called civilization to Europe from Rome and Italy and so forth. So anyways, that is the foundation. This shloka is the foundation for International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because we see anyone all over the world can take to Krishna Consciousness and upgrade according to the quality. So I'll finish the purport. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him, meaning the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. Then even if one is a Kirata, Andhra, Pulinda, read that as Westerners. Well, there's other Hunas. Hunas are not Westerners. Or whatever. He can be purified in elevated position of a Mahapurushya. But this is Prabhupada's program. Now, I want to... Yesterday, I mentioned about the position of Srila Prabhupada as Mahajan. And I wanted to give evidence to back that statement. Mahajans, Brahma, Narada, Shiva, on par with the great demigods. Bhishmadeva was on that level. But Bhishmadeva, I mentioned, he went to Vaikuntha. That was his choice. That was his bhav. He wanted to go to Vaikuntha. He had no interest whatsoever in going to Brajadam, even though he left his body staring at Krishna. Still he did not want to go to Brajadam. Of course, the Krishna that he saw on the battlefield was not Tribhanga Krishna. The Krishna that he saw on the battlefield was Krishna from Dwarkam, Vasudeva Krishna. Vasudeva. That is who he saw. So his meditation was on Vasudeva, his expansion. Therefore he went to Vaikuntha Loka. That was his heart of hearts. That's what he wants, present tense. Thus Bhishmadeva was known all over the universes during his time. Interplanetary travel was affected by finer methods than the futile endeavors of mechanical spacecraft. This is Prabhupada's purport. Next statement on Mahajan. Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajans, on the level with such exalted personalities of Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kapila, Bhishma, Prahlad. Here's the definition of Mahajan from Chaitanya Charitamrita. A great devotee and authority on the science of Krishna consciousness. That is Mahajan. And another definition, a great personality. So is Prabhupada a great personality and a great authority on the science of Krishna consciousness? Yes, he is. Therefore, he is Mahajan. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 576 and Madhya 9179. From Madhya 17.185, a devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. The behavior of Madhavendra Puri Goswami is the essence of such religious principles. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives a purport. A sadhu or honest man is called Mahajan or Mahatma. You understand? Not just 12. A devotee's behavior establishes the true purposes of religious principles. The behavior of Madhavendrapuri Goswami is the essence of all such religious principles. Srila Madhavendrapuri was a real Mahajan. So here we see he's counted as Mahajan. Because he understood the absolute truth properly and throughout his life behaved like a pure devotee. Next, Prabhupada says, Srila Haridas Thakur was certainly a Mahajan. You're getting the picture? Haridas Thakur was also. Then another purport, Majjha 17.185. A follower of Vishnu Swami was Sridhar Swami, the most well-known commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. He was also a Mahajan. Are you getting the picture? You understanding? Huh? Mahajan, not just 12. I made that statement yesterday. Now I'm giving the evidence. You understand? Otherwise somebody might say, Maharaj, you're way off base. How can you dare to say that? Prabhupada was Mahajan. How can you dare to say that? It's just your sentiment. Maybe that's just your love for Prabhupada, but how could you dare to say it? No, I'm giving the evidence. Otherwise somebody can say, well, Maharaj, that's just your personal feeling as a disciple. But the truth is, you don't have a right to say that. You're blowing it out of proportion. No, I'm not. I'm giving the evidence. Sridhar Swami was Mahajan. Similarly, Chandidas, Vidyapani, and Jayadev were all Mahajans, Prabhupada says. This is Majji Lila, chapter 17, 180, verse 185, purport. Further, our duty is to follow the path of the Mahajans, the authorities. Whatever they say should be accepted as the supreme truth. This is from Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So we see many examples here of Mahajan. That is my point. We are establishing strongly that Prabhupada is Mahajan. Six Goswamis are also Mahajan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also Mahajan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also Mahajan. You see? Then we have to understand, who is Prabhupada? Because last night, Gopal Krishna Maharaj was saying, you may say, I never met your Prabhupada. Then try to understand by intelligence at least, and beg him to reveal his loving mercy in your heart. Two things. By intelligence means by hearing. I'm giving the evidence, Prabhupada is Mahajan, present tense. Narottam Das Thakur is also Mahajan. All the most perfect authorities who acharya, they're all acharyas. You see? Pure devotees, meaning Mahabhagavat, Nityasiddha, mostly Manjaris. How could the Manjaris, the maid servants of Radhika, how could they not be Mahajan? They studied under acharya. They accepted Guru Parampara. Even Krishna and Balaram, they went to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. So when Nityasiddha devotees appear in this world, they also take Guru. Because they are acharya, they must demonstrate the process. So they all take Guru. The other Goswamis, they were sent to study under Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is Mahajan, certainly. Scholars declare that Jiva Goswami is the greatest scholar in the history of the planet. Jai! Hariba! That's not a small statement. The greatest scholar, he wrote hundreds and hundreds of books, certainly. You know, in your lifetime, they probably will not be made available, but maybe in future generations, when the devotees are more advanced. Right now, you simply take Srila Prabhupada's book, it's sufficient. It's sufficient, Prabhupada made it crystal clear. Sufficient for full and complete self-realization. The Bhagavatam itself says, no other book is required. How many of you know that statement? First Canto Srimad Bhagavatam says, No other book is required except this Bhagavad Purana. And what is this nonsense that you're going to be remain in the ABCs only unless you study so many other books? Now, recommendations there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. For those that are fit, they can study the confidential writings of Srila Rupa Goswami, the plays by Srila Rupa Goswami. But most of those writings are too high. Some of them are digestible by advanced devotees, and some are too high. You have to become completely free from envy to approach most of those writings. And you have to be free from sex disturbance, either mental or physical, to approach most of those writings. Because the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna, if you're not free from sex desire, either mental or physical, what business do you have going into the conjugal affairs of Radha and Krishna? None. You'll simply become polluted. Now somebody will say, but you know, Prabhupada said you can become purified by hearing Rasalila. Yes. What is Rasalila? The activity of Krishna's childhood dancing with gopis. That's what Rasalila actually is. You have to understand properly. Kids. Simply kids about 8 years old. Not lusty 25-year-old men and women, which the karmis create out of their lust. They create the idea that Krishna was a lusty young man keeping himself with many women. Great offense. Rasalila dancing, innocent children, no conjugal feeling was there, no doubt about it, but innocent children. You have to always remember, Krishna left Vrindavan when he was only 10 years old. He went to Mathura, he did not come back for approximately 100 years. You understand? It's a long time. Krishna didn't stay that long after he returned to Vrindavan, actually. In fact, he loaded everybody onto the chariot. When Uddhava returned to Vrindavan, and the place was empty, it was what's known as a ghost town, Krishna loaded all of his Nityasiddha devotees onto his chariot and took them back to the spiritual world. When Uddhava got there, it was like vacant. You know. In that sense, everyone who is now in Vrindavan are not direct descendants of the associates of Krishna. They are newer arrivals. But they got purified by taking birth in Braj, no doubt. Anyone have any questions? Comments? Keshav Murari? Comments? Alright, thank you very much. I hope you learned something today. It's very important. Jagaguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthana Shima Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitya Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bhav.